Now, some great news for rugby league in the New South Wales budget. Maybe we're a step closer to some suburban grounds. The budget will include money for feasibility studies at several venues, and we're told they're for Penrith Stadium and Brookvale Oval. When those studies are finished, the New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet will announce building new venues. These will likely be similar to the Bankwest Stadium at Parramatta, and the Penrith rebuild could happen as early as late next year. The boss of rugby league, Peter Volandis, is live on the line. He joins us every Friday during the footy season. Peter Volandis, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
I know how excited the Penrith Panthers fans are, but can we lock this in or not just yet?
No, I think we can lock it in. As you know, there was $800 million set aside to upgrade ANZ. That's not going to happen. There will be some funds spent on ANZ, but the majority will be spent on suburban stadiums. The government has committed to doing business cases for three of them, Brookvale, Penrith and Cogra. They will do that, and then once they're complete, and I'm sure they'll be positive, they'll make announcements as to what grounds will be done, and hopefully, you know, construction could start within the next 12 months. And it's very important because the suburban stadium strategy is the right one. You want people walking to the grounds, and more importantly, you want to keep the money in that local economy. You want the restaurants and the cafes to benefit from having that stadium in their local precinct. But it also serves to for other sports, and it serves for the schools and theatre. It's just a very valuable asset for every community.
Yeah, when you give people the opportunity of walking to the footy, it means that they're going past restaurants and bars and cafes and other shops as well, which is great, as opposed to worrying about finding a park and paying for parking. So we presume that Penrith will be first cab off the rank, and then it'll be a question mark over Brookvale or Cogra.
Look, we haven't finally decided that, and that's a discussion between us and government, and they will certainly take our view on board. But Penrith is certainly one that is needed, and as is Brookvale and Cogra. So I'm not discounting any of them. And we also want one out in Liverpool where that we can have the Bulldogs and possibly the Tigers. So there's still more to go. But, you know, by the time the strategy's finished, New South Wales and Sydney should have some of the best sporting facilities anywhere in the world, and we deserve them.
Dominic Perrottet, the New South Wales Treasurer, can't be that bad after all. You've joked before that he's got cobwebs in his wallet and he's so tight he doesn't even give pocket money to his kids, but he's come up with the goods here for you, Peter.
But one good thing about Dominic, he's a man of his word and he always delivers. He's a can-do merchant and he's probably one of the best treasurers New South Wales has had. And he's fully on board with this strategy. He can see the benefit, you know, taking kids away from video machines and games and making them play sport. And having these suburban venues goes a long way to that strategy because as a young kid, you aspire to play on that ground. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to play on the Wollongong Showground. Now, you know, other kids want to play at Brookvale Oval. And, you know, that's why it's so important.
The Dine and Discover vouchers, we had someone recommend that maybe they should be used for going to the rugby league. I know that you pressed Dominic Perrottet on that, but no luck on that front?
No, look, he kept the wallet back in his pocket on that one, which proves my case. He's a very hard man. You've got to have a good business case to put to Dominic. He's a business person. He looks at it economically, and as he should. And if there's not return to the taxpayer, he doesn't proceed.
We've got a few small nerves in Sydney because of coronavirus, particularly the Sydney Roosters, who are based in the eastern suburbs, and also State of Origin next week. So that's Sunday, June 27 in Brisbane. And the Blues are shifting their training up north to Kingscliff, just in case.
That's right. Look, we're not concerned at the moment. We've had discussions with the Queensland government, who have always been fantastic. You know, if worse comes to worse, we'll just charter a plane and take the players there and bring them back. We did it last year. We know the drill. So we've got no concern. And look, the New South Wales government's the best in Australia as far as tracement is concerned. It's gold standard, as we all know. They lead the way, so we're very confident that they'll extinguish this little one pretty quickly.
We know how worried you are about the issue of concussion. We also know that a number of rugby league players get in the boxing ring in the off-season. Does that worry you? Because concussion's an issue in boxing as well.
Look, it's not about concussion. It worries me considerably. People believe that it's just got to be concussion. It's not. It's any hit to the head. If you get hit to the head consistently, it will cause lifetime damage. And that's the problem that the neurologists are telling me. It doesn't have to go to the stage of concussion. It's just a constant hit to the head. And that's proven in other sports where kids aren't allowed to head the ball in soccer at the moment until they're a certain age. And they're even looking in England to not heading the ball at all because consistently you are doing damage to your head. And it's not just about concussion. It's about any hit to the head whatsoever. And if they're boxing in the off-season, that is a concern to us because they shouldn't be doing it.
You don't want them boxing in the off-season because of those dangers?
Look, you can't stop an individual's right to do what he wants to do, but for their own welfare and their own health, they have to consider that. They have to consider that, you know, playing rugby league and then doing boxing as well could have lifetime ramifications.
How good's the Beanies for Brain Cancer round? And we need to say a huge congratulations to Mark Hughes and the Mark Hughes Foundation. They've already raised $20 million for brain cancer research.
Look, he's an inspiration, Mark Hughes. What he's done, you know, he's suffered brain cancer himself, and rather than sitting back and feeling sorry for himself, he's gone out and done this, and it's a wonderful charity. And look, rugby league is a dysfunctional family at times, but when we come together, we come and, you know, we do this well with the Beanies, and, you know, we've raised $11 million, you know, in the 5 years we've been doing it. And can I say a very special thanks to Joyce Churchill, who donated the 1948 kangaroo jumper of her husband Clive, and Sportsbet gave $50,000 for the jumper, which will be housed at the NRL Museum at Moore Park. So we can't thank Joyce enough, and also Barney there at Sportsbet. Sportsbet are a great partner of the NRL, and I called him, and within 2 seconds he said, yes, $50,000, buy the jumper and put it in the museum.
Yeah, there's no bigger supporter of the game than Joyce Churchill. Thank you so much. And we...
Before I go, sorry, I should also point out there's the legend of Ken Callender. Now, Ken's son unfortunately passed away of cancer, and he has been a tireless worker, and he was behind this jumper of Clive Churchill, and he's a racing legend, but he's a legend of a man, of Ken Callender.
Kenny Callender, Joyce Churchill, we thank you for your support, and we look forward to seeing you in a beanie this weekend. We'll catch up next Friday.
It'll improve my looks. Thanks, Ben.
Peter Volandis, the boss of rugby league, joining us on the line. The continuous call team will bring you Penrith v Roosters, 7:55 p.m. Ray Hadley is calling, and also James Willis, Daryl Broman, and Mark Piggy Riddell from 7 p.m. It's 5 to 8.